The Bengals Beat podcast is proudly sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Now is the time to head out to the production works. It's where we've held our live BBPs. It's home to the incomparable madness that is the 50 West Punch-Out. The place is buzzing every night with sand volleyball leagues, canoeing, kayaking, cycling, trivia, running groups. It's all based out of the Pro Works down on Wooster Pike. You may even spot Optimistic Bobby preaching the Laser Cats gospel. Hope to see you soon at 50 West, where every beer is a journey. Come join for the ride. Welcome into the BBP. This is the Cincinnati Inquirer's Bengals Beat Podcast, sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Every week, your Cincinnati.com beat writers Paul Diener Jr. and Jim Lazarski take you inside the walls of Paul Brown Stadium. We're plugged into the club from the front office to the field. Win or lose, hiring or firing, we're always here to keep you in the loop. Let's go. All right, welcome into a very special edition. There's a special edition. They're always special now.
They're all special.
They're all specials. We do another edition of the BBP, the walkout, which we decided I think might be called the BBP PPP, which is the pre-pops podcast.
That's right.
Because it's post-game pre-pops, could be PGPP, but it's up to the listener which one they like. But I'm here with the man for all things everything. I'm having trouble. You're an FC Cincinnati beat writer, but you also do everything else in the entire city, and you're here with me tonight.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like I told you earlier, Paul, ever since we announced that I was the FC Cincinnati exclusive beat writer, my mandate at the Inquirer has never been more broad and unclear. So, yeah. We're enjoying it.
But you're everywhere.
It's great.
You've talked to world-class tennis players, and tonight you got to hang out with me. I'm sad for you.
And Jeff Driscoll.
I'm sad for you. But I do want to jump in a little bit about this game. Very rarely is there anything interesting that comes out of the fourth preseason game, unless it's what came out of tonight, and that's injuries. The Bengals have been really lucky. So this whole preseason, really, they haven't suffered hardly any major injuries. But I think we might have seen some tonight. Really, the most unfortunate one happened right at the end.
Yeah.
Trayvon Henderson, who's an undrafted safety who's been having a great camp and was really challenging to take over maybe that last spot from Brandon Wilson, makes an interception and is running it back.
He even tried to get down.
Yeah, he was trying to get down, or maybe his knee took him down. But he was kind of trying. It looked like he didn't want to take a hit and ends up, the card comes out immediately. It had all the look of being very bad and probably being his season being over, which is unfortunate. That's literally the play that can win you a job, and he ended his season.
I looked up at the clock at that moment, Paul, and there were 2:35 left. And if this turns out to be as bad as it looked, he was that close.
Right.
To, as you and I discussed before the game, he had a great camp.
Yeah,
I think he was going to take one of these spots, and he was 2:35 away.
Yeah, it was
like truly gut-wrenching stuff.
Yeah. So an interesting, you kind of wrote about Jeff Driscoll tonight, who was the other side of the injury situation.
Yeah.
Which is Matt Barkley.
He's the benefactor, really.
You know, it's not really like a strong Ohio Bobcat like Terrell Basham to do something unsportsmanlike. We're normally a very loving, kind, peaceful people.
You really are.
However, he was not so peaceful and got hit with a personal foul, but for hitting Matt Barkley in the knee. And he eventually leaves the game and maybe leaving our lives forever. He's been in this battle with Jeff Driscoll, and Driscoll has just
pretty consistently been the better quarterback.
Yeah.
Interesting that Barkley came in first tonight.
It was. I thought that was very interesting.
But yet now, this injury at the very least probably brings some clarity. We don't, at this point as we walk out, don't know the severity, but we do know the severity of what Jeff Driskel did, and that was play great afterwards. What did you think of what Jeff had to say after the game?
Well, it's a lot. I mean, he sounded like someone who was, first and foremost,
we may be getting recycled. we may actually be about to be thrown into the back of this truck. Famous lot 24 right
just
now.
Got compacted.
Famous lot 24 is getting. You got it. You know,
controversial as ever.
But you got if you care about your surface parking lot, you immediately got to be out there cleaning that thing up.
Hey, they're on the ball, man.
That just shows how much they care about it and cherish.
He's a man of his word, isn't he?
That's how much they cherish lot 24.
It really, and it's coming back for more. This is unreal.
He wants. So,
all right, you know what? We've been scrubbed down. Jeff Driskel, he had a fantastic game. I think he was the beneficiary of some good field position at moments, but ultimately he led three scoring drives out of five possessions that he was under center. He was 14 out of 20 passing, 116 yards, and 85 of those came on a drive that ended with a 20-yard touchdown pass to Josh Malone. And that, Paul, was probably at that point in the game. Matt Barkley's already been ruled out. That was probably
enough.
The clincher.
Yeah, I would think that's when it's all right. It's time for Woodside guy, because we're not gonna sit here and put Jeff Driskel into a place to go out there and also get hurt, because I think he's proven that he can take it. The other interesting side of this that could make for a very popular talk show topic is AJ McCarron. Played the entire game in Buffalo tonight and played badly with a lot of bad players around him. And we saw how bad the starters are in Buffalo. Imagine what their scrub team looked like with AJ back there, but it wasn't good. Him even playing this entire game shows that it is now down to Nathan Peterman and Josh Allen there in Buffalo, which could mean him getting cut and released, which is very interesting as we sit here and talk about how good Jeff Driskel has looked. Would the Bengals go take a run at AJ McCarron if he was cut and just out there?
Yeah,
I believe they would.
Well, you would know better than I. Obviously, I think you'd have to take AJ's recent performances into account, right? As opposed to,
but wouldn't you? He was above Jeff Driskel the last 2 years here.
Yeah.
So clearly, they thought he was a better quarterback than Jeff Driskel the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Why would that maybe change now? Now, Driskel's looked good, and I think you're confident with him as a backup, but I'm really interested to see what happens with AJ McCarron and if they just cut him loose in Buffalo, because the over-the-top most logical thing to happen next would be him landing in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And I'm curious how interested the Bengals would be in that.
Now, as you noted earlier in the preseason, I think going into the Dallas game, the consensus so far was, at least at that point in the preseason, that the Bengals would probably only carry two quarterbacks.
That still
but
is.
But do you think that? Oh,
yeah, okay. I don't think that would change.
So you're talking about Driskel potentially being on the outside looking in.
Correct. Because if they had Dalton and McCarron, I mean, Dalton and McCarron are very close. I can't, we talked about it in the walkout leaving Buffalo. McCarron spent a lot of time in the Bengals locker room after the game. He was just him and Dalton hung out for about 45 minutes on the field before. AJ was hanging out with his family. They're very close. If you're Bill Lazor and you want somebody, AJ wouldn't know the offense. But there's a lot of variables in there. I'm curious to where the Bengals land on that conversation. I don't know. I don't know that they know. I don't know how much they've really talked that through yet to the point. At least certainly now with new information that you have of the way Driskel finished off his preseason tonight. I'm curious about that. What else from tonight? Mark Walton injury doesn't appear to be serious. He was dinged up. Seathan Carter got hurt.
Yeah.
Although I think Ryan Hewitt is pretty clearly on the team. The fact that he didn't play tonight at all probably tells you that.
Yeah.
But Seathan, he was in a, his arm was in a sling afterwards. I would guess, depending on the severity of the injury, they're still going to be trying to get him on the practice squad. They really like what he is.
Yeah.
Outside of that, did you have a fun experience? Your first?
That was fantastic.
You've covered Bengals a little bit before.
This is like three or four, but this is the first time, you know, by virtue of a vacancy that we have on this beat, I've been able to be around for parts of last week and obviously the game tonight, and I love it.
And you will be back. We're not done. I'm not done with you, just so you know.
Okay. Well, okay. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, right?
Yeah. No. No, you shouldn't be, because you've been doing such a bang-up job that you come in, and we're going to keep bringing you back. This is why you shouldn't do things well, Pat.
I know.
You've got to do things just bad enough.
Yeah.
So that they don't want you to do them again.
But
this is why you're everywhere, are so good at just dropping in doing great work. Is it too much?
It's too much. No one's buying it.
I'm telling the truth. But anyway, thanks for joining the BBP PPP.
What an acronym.
It's a lot. It's a lot of P's.
Too much.
It's a lot, with Paul and Pat. So that's the BBP PPP with PP in the pre-pops.
Woo.
Post game, so potentially upwards of 10 P's in that
soup.
Acronym.
Yeah,
a bad alphabet soup.
Yeah.
If you got an alphabet soup with all P's in it,
I'm pretty pissed off.
Yeah, well, I don't want to.
Can I say that on the BBP?
You can say anything you want to.
Okay, all right.
Very few people care. Listen, so it's great.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. So we're in the parking garage and you're ready to go have a pop. So we're gonna go do that. Thanks everybody for listening. The regular BBP, the OG BBP, will be back after cuts. Look for that on Monday, and it's officially the regular season, so everybody's excited about that. We'll officially be in Colts Week again, part two, but the real one this time.
Right.
So that'll be fun. All right, Pat, thank you very much.
Paul,
and we're out of here. We'll talk to you later.